Hello there, welcome to episode number 16 of Stuttering is Cool. I am your host, Danny, a lifelong stutterer. This podcast is an open mic podcast for stutterers to help them, overcome any, feelings of, just any negativity towards their own stutter. Being a lifelong stutterer, yeah, I know exactly what it's like. And, it's not fun sometimes, but, we're great people, we're normal people, and we're just like everybody else, except, we just have this affliction that requires us, a bit more time to speak. So the whole goal of of my podcast is to have stutterers call in so they can, have... a wonderful place where they could just stutter. It's okay to stutter, or if they want to practice their fluency, call in. They can hear other stutterers, and not feel that they're the only ones with this affliction, which is something that I've had, that I've experienced all my life, really, until very recently, where I hardly meet any other person who stutters. So that's why I came up with this podcast now. Today's show, I'm hoping, will be will be a quick, shorter show. The last couple of episodes have been pretty long, so I want to spare you the ordeal of listening to me, because I haven't received any audio comments from anyone. So please do send them in. There is another way to send in an audio comment. You don't have to pay the long distance charges, which is an unfortunate thing. I mean, I wish that phone number could be a worldwide free toll free number. However, the next best thing is you go to my website at stutteringiscool.com. You look for the orange My Chingo box on the right side. Just to look for the orange box, you'll see a button. You see a button that says leave me a message or something like that. And you click on it and you'll be taken to a spot that will have a nice record button. And you record through your computer's microphone. If you don't want to go that route, you can always record yourself on your computer a sound file. I highly recommend an MP3. If not, I accept a WAV file or an AIFF or whichever file that you're able, to record. But I digress. And you email it to coolstutter@gmail.com. So three different ways to let me hear your voice, to let all the listeners hear your voice. Now, as I was saying before, today's episode is an invitation. It's an invitation. It's the first of what I hope to be many announcements and many changes to this show, many enhancements, actually. What I want to do, my ultimate goal is to have, perhaps a weekly voice chat room where I will also record it and then, maybe play a clip of it on the air. It's going to be quite a feat. I mean, there are a few websites that allow people to do that. You can have a whole group chat, just like a regular chat room where you type with text, just like the MSN chat, except it's with your voice. It does cause a bit of confusion. However, I'm going to first research the best one out there, and best of all, the free ones, because why pay? I mean, we have other things to buy, like the iPhone, So what am I going to talk about? Yes. So what I'm going to do is, in the meantime, while I'm doing this whole research thing, is I am going to give you my Skype ID and invite you to add me to your Skype list. So every time we happen to be online and we're online together, let's chat. Let's talk. You can talk to me about anything you want. I enjoy meeting people, especially meeting people around the world, through Skype, and we can just chat. And you can use it to speak, to try your fluencies, or if you just want to stutter and block away, go ahead. I always love hearing other people stutter because it makes me feel, that I'm not the only one, and someone else knows my pain, you know, and you know, vice versa, and you know, there's nothing to worry about. Now the good thing with Skype is it's not just a voice program. Oh, you know, I'd not even introduce, I'd not even explain what Skype is. Now, for those who may not know, Skype, spelled Skype, is a program that you download and install onto your computer. It's very safe. You don't have to worry about viruses. I personally installed it myself. I installed it on my parents' computer, and I know tons of other people that have installed it, no problems. And it's a very, very popular program. In fact, I believe eBay bought Skype a few years ago to have it included with their website or something. I don't even know whatever happened to that deal. But Skype, fantastic program. And you know, like I said, you use your computer's microphone to chat. Now you can also, there's also, you can chat the normal way through Skype with the text. So if you want to add me as your contact on the Skype, but you know, maybe you're, you know, not comfortable with speaking to me yet because, you know, you don't know me. You know, despite the fact that I'm a very nice guy and I'm eager to meet as many people as possible, you know, the text chat is fine too. And also, there are times that, you know, I may not be able to use my computer's mic to speak with my mouth because there's like lots of noise in the house, or I'm just busy doing something else. And you know, chat's probably the best way. You know, the text chat meaning would be the best way. So no problem, I'm fine with that too. And the other thing about Skype, the third thing, even better, is it does video too. So if you have a webcam and you want to do a webcast, hey, you know, call me and you know, we'll do the web chat. But of course, it's on both sides, like both parties. So me and you would have to agree to a video chat, or we have to both agree to do the text chat, or both agree to do the phone one. So you don't have to worry about is someone seeing me right now, or can someone hear me, or you know, it's all you know, based on your consent. And the other thing is, to use Skype is how much does it cost? It's free. Beautiful. Now there is a cost if only if you phone another telephone. So yes, you can use Skype to make phone calls, but it's free to call another computer. So that's why I'm inviting you to add me to your Skype list. And the only thing that I ask you is to include a message when you do a search for somebody, and you know, to add to your Skype, you have the option of adding a short, quick message. I ask that you tell me that you know you're a stutterer, and or you heard me on my show, so that I know that it's you. Because sometimes, I mean, you don't know if you're getting a call from some spammer somewhere, or you know, some weirdo, you know, who's just out to meet girls or something, you know. My name that shows up, you know, my full Italian name in the English world is actually a girl's name. So you should see the sick stuff I get. Sometimes it's disgusting. So you add me, and you know, or when you add me, if you like, I'm not commanding you to, but it would be great. And just add a message saying, hey, I heard you on the show. Let's chat and whatever, and you know, we'll chat and we'll get to know each other. And you're probably thinking, is he going to record our chats for the show? Don't worry, I will never ever do that without you knowing. So if you want to be interviewed or to have a little conversation to be put on the show, I would love it even more. Let me know. And we'll make the show even more spectacular, because otherwise you're stuck listening to just a monotone from me. Not very interesting. So, what is my username on Skype? It is actually it's a very strange name, and I'll explain why it's like this. B I R B A 0. So here is a long story if you're into long stories. Here's the long story short if you're into short stories. Bilbao. It's a nickname that from my old internet days, from back in the 90s when I used to go on the chat rooms, the online chat rooms. And so it's a friend of mine who I know in Rome, and so he used to call me Birbao, which is a short form for another name, for an original name that I used, which was also an Italian word. And that word is birbante, which means scoundrel, but nothing in the bad sense, more like practical joker and all that. So he would call me Birbao. And incidentally, Birba is the name of Azrael, the cat in the Smurf cartoon. Birba was the Itai name for it. I don't know why I'm telling you this. In any case, so Birbao was the name that I was going to, I tried to use on Skype. But for some reason, Skype would not let me use it. It did not say that anybody else took it. This what I'm talking about when I first signed up onto Skype a couple of years ago now. And so for some reason, it would not accept Bilbao. So I spelled, so instead of spelling it with the O at the end, I spelled it with a zero. And for some reason, Skype accepted it. Don't know why. So that's what my username is, Birba0. You can also do a search for my full name, Daniele Rossi. Oh boy, Danielle Rossi, or just send me an email or an audio comment and say, hey, I'm trying to add you, but you use this weird name, Birba0. And I'm also going to have it on the show notes for today's show on stutteringiscool.com. Now, show notes is the entry that I have on the website, stutteringiscool.com, for the show. And today's show will be stuttering, no, well, sorry, not Stuttering Stories number two. It will be called Skype. So look for Skype, Skype. And I look forward, I really honestly truly mean this when I say I am looking forward to meeting and chatting with other people who stutter from around the world. I know I have a few listeners who are on my IM client, either I don't even know if it's ICQ or MSN anymore, either one of those, but I think it would be great if we could hear each other's voices and chat that way, and even cooler if it was video. There was one, when was it? December, probably. I was having a chat with a friend of mine in Guatemala, another friend in Argentina, video, amazing. It was just so cool. Over here was like the worst winter storm ever, and over there are sunny skies. And then I could see them, through the video, and they could see me, my, snow all of here, because they don't get snow usually, down in South America. And then out to one point, I really had to go shovel the driveway. We were being walloped by snowstorm after snowstorm. So I pointed my webcam to the cat to the window to my window to show my driveway. Then I went to shovel the driveway because they don't do that in South America. So don't worry if you're wondering, well, I would like to add you to my Skype, but what are we going to talk about? Don't worry, there will not be any topic that we can't talk about. So we could talk about whatever you want. You can talk about the Euro Cup if you're watching it. Tell me about your stuttering stories, whatever you like. And best of all, if you have any suggestions for the show. So thus ends today's program. Next week, I go to Kingston, which is a city 3 hours east of Toronto, for a podcasting convention. And I'm hoping to do a lot of interviewing there, a lot of practicing with my stuttering. And maybe I'll get some tips for I'll record some other podcasters who are a lot better at it than I am, to get their tips for you, my listeners, who I know some of you are interested in starting up your own podcast. So I'll try my best in gathering up that info, and that will be next week's show. And I will try my best to to record a show and then upload it that night. Each 3 nights, every 3 nights. So that should be fun. That should be fun. So until then, stutteringiscool.com is the place for all the information on how to contact me, including Skype, BIRBA0. Thank you, and I honestly, truly do look forward to hearing from you. Ciao.